It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We explore green burials now, or the term natural barriers. What is involved in environmentally sustainable death care practices? The historic Viroqua Cemetery is preparing to open a natural barrier preserve with its cemetery and about 20 acres of meadow. Join in on natural burial methods and practices. 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Gail Free is president of the Viroqua Cemetery Association in southwestern Wisconsin in the Driftless. Gail, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Good morning. So where are you at in the development on this plan to add green burials to the land?
Well, we approved it at the association, and now we started our fundraiser, but we have to hire we hired a landscape architect that specializes in green burial cemetery layout and long-term planning. And then we have to do site prep and establish a walking path. We need to lay out and mark the actual burial plots and then use a surveyor to create an accurate computer map. And all during this time, this winter, we'll be creating green burial rules of operation and updating our original cemetery bylaws. It's a larger project than people think.
I would imagine. What makes a green burial, whether it's a service or a cemetery or a product, is there any accrediting or natural verification approval process?
The Green Burial Council has a complete approval process and certification process, but we're not totally interested in all of that. We're just interested in providing this new green burial option so that we can meet the needs of the entire community.
When you hear the term green burial, how do you define it?
I define it as going back to the old ways of a more natural way of burial.
And what is involved in those old ways, those natural ways?
Well, you don't need, we don't use embalming. We don't use concrete or metal vaults. A person is buried a little shallower than a conventional vault is buried. It helps with the decomposition. And, you know, we'd like to be around forever, but unfortunately, no matter what we do, we're going to decompose. That's nature's way.
You mentioned preparing this land, these acres, and you know, some green cemeteries, they do land management practices that encourage native plants or prairie restoration. Will you do any land restoration on this acreage as you prepare it for these graves?
We are very fortunate. We have a natural area. It's a wooded area with basically narrow farm fields running through it, and it's already an established meadow with natural meadow grasses like a pasture land would be. We have very little, we're not real interested in a prairie because that would involve killing what we have now, and it takes years to establish a prairie, and we have a very beautiful green meadow already established.
How much interest have you received from the community to hold green burials there?
It just blows me away. What really helps is we have a local Green Burial Alliance group that has been educating the public for many, many years. And you would think the people requesting green burial are baby boomers and the younger people that are more vocal on environmental issues, but our support is far-reaching. This is a very conservative farming community, and old farmers who have taken care of their land their entire life see green burial as a common sense approach to their legacy of land stewardship. We also have a large population of organic farmers in Vernon County, and green burial is a good fit with their mission.
Some green cemeteries don't allow traditional headstones or grave markers. What will be your policy at Viroqua Cemetery for this area?
It's not totally established yet, but we're leaning towards flat stone markers locally sourced stone.
How
I mean, I think everybody deserves some kind of a marker.
I was going to say, how do you feel about that issue? Because, you know, if everyone deserves some type of marker then, but you also want to be environmentally minded, what is that balance?
Well, it's a real balance. And what some of the modern cemetery, green burial cemeteries are going is all GPS. But you got to remember, this is a conservative area. And a lot of us are old school. We use GPS, but we don't think it's appropriate in a cemetery. We will have a map in the entrance, and there will be some sort of a marker, so you will be able to go visit a loved one in the future.
Gail Free leads the nonprofit Viroqua Cemetery Association, operated and managed by volunteer members, as we learn about its steps toward creating a green burial section. Join in 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show, and there's more conversation ahead on green burials on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Viroqua Cemetery is preparing to open a natural burial preserve within its cemetery grounds. And the fundraising group, the Driftless Green Burial Alliance, is working with the Cemetery Association to develop southwestern Wisconsin's first public natural burial ground. Join in 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Gail Free is president of the Viroqua Cemetery Association, stays with us. Let's bring in Diane now in Iron County. Diane, what's on your mind?
Hi. I would really think it'd be cool to have one of those up in Iron County with all the land we have. I found out that they're making one in Ironwood, Michigan. However, they said they're going the grass above the green burials forever. So that's not very green. That's going to create a lot of CO2.
Diane, thank you for that. So Diane's saying that they're going to continue to cut the grass to mow. Gail, your thoughts there?
It depends upon the grasses, but there's no real need to mow the grass continually. We're planning on mowing it maybe twice a year once it reaches 8 to 12 inches tall. The walking path will be mowed, of course, but with a natural meadow, the grass will never get more than a foot and a half tall.
If a county is considering this, or a cemetery association somewhere else is considering to do a section for natural burials, do you have any tips or advice?
Proceed cautiously when you're developing the rules. We're just starting with that. But bear in mind, the rules you start with are the rules that people 100 years from now are going to be dealing with.
So you have to really think deliberately as to what impact that will have for generations to come. And you and your staff, they took a 12-week masterclass on green burials. What key rules and regulations should people know about with this process?
Oh, well, I don't know where to start on that. But this masterclass was perfect for me because I had so many unanswered questions. As far as rules and regulations, it's basically common sense of body prep and accepting the body at the cemetery and how you lower the body and family involvement. You know, it just goes on and on. So we're including funeral directors and anyone interested to help us develop the rules.
How does the cost of green burials compare to cremation or traditional burials?
I think it's going to be pretty much the same. It should be less costly, but, you know, the lots are going to be about the same price. And there's the main thing, the people requesting green burials have very seldom mentioned cost. They want the family participation and the environmental aspects of the green burial more important than cost.
You estimate more than half of the burials at the Viroqua Cemetery now involve cremation. How is the rising popularity of cremation affecting, burials in general?
Well, it doesn't affect burials in general, but it kind of affects the cemetery because all cemeteries struggle financially, and we don't make much money with a cremation burial.
Do you think green burials could provide a boost to your cemetery for the future? Is this the wave of the future?
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons we looked into it, is because we think green burial will give us a little financial stability in the future. You know, unfortunately, it takes money to run and maintain a 40-acre-plus cemetery.
How are you working with the Driftless Green Burial Alliance to make this possible?
Oh, they're a very important partner in this, and they're on my committee to develop the rules. And the big thing they're doing now is they're helping us with the fundraising.
Gail, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Gail Free is president of the Viroqua Cemetery Association. Up ahead on the morning show, Wisconsin is one of 20 states requiring Holocaust in K-12 schools. We talk with the head of a local Jewish education center about the state mandate. Join in 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. News update is next on the Ideas Network.